can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Well, it was nice while it lasted. We'll just stop that now. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Burns here.
Hi.
Again.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. And as much as I'd love to play just Andrew WK for an hour, I couldn't see that being, cool with a lot of people here. But say it.
I couldn't think of anything to say. That's why
It's
away from the mic.
Andrew WK is coming to Vancouver for a talk and a party. For both. April 5th, he's doing the talk at Empire Theaters, and then afterwards there will be a party. An after party.
Party.
I like parties and I want to have a party. The party's at the Bourbon afterwards, and that's at 11 o'clock. The talk is at 9. There's going to be DJ My Gay Husband is going to be there, but Andrew WK will also be performing, and there will be a sing-along. Yep. The first Andrew WK song that I played was Party Hard, obviously. Well, you know, one of those songs about partying. Off of his album I Get Wet. And then the next song
that I
played...
What was the album called again?
I Get Wet.
Okay.
The second one was called I Want to Have a Party. And I first heard that song off of when I watched the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. They had an episode where Andrew WK was a guest, had a guest spot, and he came in. And it was one of the characters got sick and had cancer. And so when, Cancer Dude came home, the rest of the characters all had, a surprise party for him. And Andrew WK was there. And he started singing that song, that I Want to Have a Party song. And it was pretty awesome. And then they told him that the guy who had cancer told the rest of the guys to basically shut up because he just wanted to go lie down. And then, they're like, Andrew WK, do you have any other songs? Do you have happier songs about partying? And... he just started singing the same song. It was pretty awesome. Andrew WK is coming to Vancouver, for better or for worse. We have a lot of stuff to go through today. I really don't know what direction this is going to take, but, that's how it happens every week. Maybe I'll give away some tickets. Maybe I won't. Maybe I break off your arm. What do I have? I have Me First and the Gimme Gimmies coming up next, lined up for you. But if you want to place a request or, just call in, phone us here in the studio. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can also check out my playlist online every week at www.wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. What did you have to say, Brian?
Oh, yes. I was just going to say, if you are driving a silver Honda Civic on Lower Mall at around 12:40 today, call me. I want to talk to you.
And perhaps meet you in a dark alley.
No. I just want to explain that the accelerator actually does go above 30 kilometers an hour. And yes.
Okay, Brian. It's okay.
Death!
Okay. Yikes. Sometimes it's awkward. This is Me First and the Gimme Gimmies on CITR.
Woo!
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. You're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy, she beats you if she's able. The queen of hearts is always your best bet. And now she's to me so fine. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, freedom, some people are talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. And don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky will snow and the sun will shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day.
34!
Dig on, who's gonna save it? Bill, no pun, I need a girl after all. Miss America.
On Thursday, April 12th, CITR 101.9 FM presents Live at Rocked Thursdays at the Plaza Club, featuring the Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, and High Life. For more information, visit www.clubzone.com.
The Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk, Thursday, April 12th at the Plaza. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
It's a love to spite, the strange winds blow. To us, we're raging low.
So good. So good. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Brian's here. Dreaming about Paolo Nutini. He's like, isn't he like 17 or 18 or something?
I actually have no idea. I thought it was the name of a band at first.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was a whole bunch of people.
Because of the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I thought it was like four people. But no, it's just one guy. And it's four pictures of one guy. So, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I wanted to bring that up.
What?
At our shared workplace.
Are you going to advertise how he's playing at our shared workplace?
Well, no, I was going to say how we missed it.
Oh, we did? Oh, I didn't even know.
It's today.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, no, that was the point.
Okay.
And then I was going to segue, and maybe we can give away Paolo Nutini. You know what? No. You know what? I'm just going to...
Yeah, sometimes, like, it happens all the time. You go on air, you start talking, and then in the middle of a thought, you're like, wow, I should have shut up, like, 2 minutes ago. But then sometimes you just keep talking, and you just keep going, and just gets awkwarder and more embarrassing.
I could say something, but I think it would be very inappropriate.
All right, is this a mom joke?
No.
Would it have been a mom joke?
It's more of a slam on a radio another radio show here on CITR.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Okay, what did I just play? I played the Riptides. The Riptides off of their album Hang Out. That song was called Heartbreaker. Before that, the Misfits off of Walk Among Us. Yes, I played Astro Zombies. You know, okay, I might as well just tell everyone. I might as well. It doesn't even matter. Because I actually think I've played it on my show before. I was telling Brian that there's a certain cover. There's a band that covers...
Don't do it.
Astro Zomb. Why?
Don't do it.
It's interesting content. Maybe they want to know.
You'll lose street cred.
I know. I guess I will. Whatever. I found this really interesting cover. Well, not interesting. I found a really good cover of Astro Zombies once, and I've played it on my show. So if like the longtime listeners of my show might even remember what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And it was by like a really shitty band that I absolutely hate, but this one cover was so good.
What's the band, Mary?
No, we're not. I don't want to anymore because I actually remember the first time I played it. I got a lot of people phoning in, making fun of me.
What was the band, Marielle?
I don't care.
Don't scratch.
It's itchy.
Don't scratch.
Itchy.
Don't scratch.
Before that, I played Jeffy Genetic off of his album Need a Wave. That song was Let's Rock and Roll Tonight. Part of that, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off of their album Love Their Country. That song was a cover of the Eagles' Desperado.
Desperado.
Desperado. Yeah. What was I going to... I don't remember it anymore.
Well, okay, I think we were going to start off with making fun of the fact that there was a performance of the Paolo Nutini show at our shared workplace.
Yeah.
But then that got cut down because I realized I don't really want to take up your airtime talking about Paolo Nutini. And then I was
but you still are.
Don't scratch.
Okay, I'm sorry.
For the listeners who are wondering about that, don't scratch.
We don't even need to share.
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay. So what was I gonna play for you now? Did I have anything queued up?
Drive-in.
Oh right. Thank you. Brian wanted to hear some At the Drive-In, so we pulled out their greatest hits album, This Station Is Non-Operational. What song are we gonna hear, Brian?
Chambara.
Off of, what was the original off of?
It was off of In Casino Out.
Indeed. I like the song too. So we'll play it and then we'll see how it goes from there.
Aight.
It's tight, yo.
Vicious! Straight pipes and the sissy bar, that bike is boss!
Yeah. We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Marielle.
Brian,
that was... Who did I just play? The Million Dollar Marxist. Off of their album Zero Culture, that song was called X Street. Prior to that, I played The Queers off of their album Monkey Brain. That song was called Girl About Town. Before that, a band that The Queers remind me of, The Ramones, my favorite band ever. Off of their album Road to Ruin, that song was called She's the One. And before that, I played Raised by Wolves off of their self-titled demo release. That song was called Bad Motorcycle, and that's actually my favorite song to see Raised by Wolves play live. It's good times. And then before that, I played The Fiends, and then I played The Fiends song that I love to see live as well. Off of their album Grave Digger, that song was called Jack the Ripper. And we started off that set with At the Drive-In off of their Greatest Hits compilation. This Station is Non-Operational. That song was called Chonbara.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. What was I going to do now? I wanted to talk about shows coming up soon. Yes, I already said that Andrew WK is coming here and talking to us and partying with us April 5th. The talk is at the is at Empire Theaters, and then the party is at the Bourbon. What else is going on? April 4th, we have No Means No playing with Married to Music and the Jolts at the Red Room. I also believe that Comeback Kid is playing a show soon. Yes, April 19th, Comeback Kid is playing at the Croatian Cultural Center, and I will be playing some Comeback Kid off of their newest album, Broadcasting, later on. Just a bit. What else do we have? The Parallels, the Belladines, and the Manipulators are playing April 7th at Pub 340. The Ponies and Deer Hunter are playing April 11th at Richards on Richards. The Clorox Girls, the Transmitters, the Red Dawns, and I think a couple other bands are playing April 14th at Pat's Pub. Social Distortion is playing two shows with the Black Halos and I Hate Kate. April 16th and 17th at the Commodore Ballroom, the Bouncing Souls, Strike Anywhere, the Loved Ones, and one other band that I don't remember are playing May 6th at Richards on Richards. And then a bit down the road, we have Teenage Head playing one show with the Transmitters, May 12th at the Red Room. Indeed.
Excellent. Very good.
Any shows that I missed out on? Maybe?
ACF?
No, we're not talking about ACF. ACF is like the bane of my existence. I'm in my fourth and final year of UBC, and so I'm graduating this May, this April/May. And, like, yeah. I will not miss ACF, I will tell you that right now. I know that the last day of school is supposed to be, like, a happy day, but for me, ACF ruins it. It's just, UBC turns into a gong show. You've been to ACF, right?
Yes, and it's a gong show.
Yeah.
It's the only concert I've been to where people bring beer into the mosh pit.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that anymore. They barricade the alcohol drinker. Well, actually, for the past 2 years, I think they've done that. I don't know how they're doing it this year, but but like all of UBC just turns into a gong show, and you know, I go to class, and then when I'm done, I'd like to head straight home. But for some reason, like, I've always hated ACF, and this is not me, like, you know, saying that I don't like UBC or that I'm trying to take a stab against them or anything. I just, like, my personal opinion is that I'm not someone that enjoys ACF. But every year I end up going. I've been every year, and I don't know how it happens. It's one of those things where, like, all my friends go, I'm just like, hey, let's go do something else. And everyone's like, no, let's go to ACF. I'm like, okay.
So you just admitted to peer pressure?
Yeah. I'm weak. Don't shake your head at me like that.
I guess.
Okay. but ACF, if you are interested in going, and perhaps you would enjoy the, you know, partying hard. Actually, I think Andrew WK played ACF one year.
What was it, the second year? It would have been 2003 or 4.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But ACF is happening April, I think. Is it 12 this year? Maybe.
Well, when's the last day of classes?
Wait. sometime during there. The second week of April is happening here at Thunderbird Stadium at UBC. The bands playing this year are the Sam Roberts Band, De La Soul. Don't they play every year? One other artist, and I think DJ My Gay Husband is also playing. So, yep. Good time, fun time, party time.
Perhaps.
With the Arts County Fair. What else is going on? What do I have coming up next? How about some, like, cross-punk?
Yay,
cross-punk. This is a band called The Brutal Knights. They are on Deranged Records, and I quite like Deranged, so I'm going to play them. Just because, and then perhaps we'll follow up with some Comeback Kid or something. We'll see how it goes.
Cool. Emergency!
For an inordinate amount of time. This is We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. I'm your host, Marielle. My friend Brian Brain is here. When I type his name out on my cell phone when I'm text messaging him, it says Asian. So sometimes I call him Asian, but only to myself. I've never called him Asian to his face. Okay. I don't know why you needed to know that. I just played the Wednesday Heroes off of the Killed by Canada compilation. That song was called Dead End Street. It's been a long time since I've seen them play live, but if memory serves me correctly, I remember them being pretty awesome live, show-wise. Before that, I played Comeback Kid off of their album Broadcasting. That was the title track. And like I said a while ago, Comeback Kid is playing a show here in Vancouver, April 19th at the Croatian Cultural Center. I've also seen Comeback Kid play a slew of times, many, many times, and entertaining every single time.
CCC, though.
Yeah, I know. It makes me cry. But you know what? It's okay. If I can get in for free, I'll still go. Before Comeback Kid, I played the Brutal Knights off of their album Feast of Shame. That song was called Bikini Diet. That's what I start off that set with. You can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. What else is going on? Coming up next, we have Robin, and perhaps Colin might be in, and maybe other Robin, maybe guests, maybe another Robin. There are like five Robins that do that show, but a bunch of comic book nerds will come in and they'll do a show called The Inkstuds for about an hour. So, and then after that, we have Rico and Jules doing Crimes and Treasons. Anything that you have to say, Brian?
Keep on partying.
Keep on partying. We're going to party hard. Are we partying hard with Andrew WK at the Bourbon?
I depend, unless it's like $60, I think we are.
Okay. It's not. It's like 15.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Totally done. On-air high five, sweet.
Yes, indeed. I wish it could be like a jumping high five, except
we'd end up hurting ourselves and destroying equipment. And
yeah, it just wouldn't be fun.
Also, when you do jumping high fives at shared workplaces, it's a little more dynamic rather than inside a DJ booth.
I guess so. That's about it for me this week. Yeah, I got nothing to say. Got nothing.
Okay, Billy Bones versus Billy and the Lost Boys. And we're talking all of Billy and the Lost Boys.
Just Billy Bones?
Yeah.
Why aren't we pitting like all of Raised by Wolves against Billy and the Lost Boys?
Because that would just be a massacre.
I get. Well, how about Billy and his wife Krista? How about Billy and Krista Bones?
Versus Billy and the Lost Boys. Billy Bones.
Yeah, totally. Because Billy, I don't know, but like, have you seen the two guys that Billy and the Lost Boys, like Billy and the Lost Boys, the two guys?
Yeah, the drummer and the bassist.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fairly large.
Yeah, but, yeah, but they play power punk.
It doesn't matter. If we're talking about a fight, their music shouldn't really come into play.
What are you talking about? I was talking about their they're in.
Oh,
screwed up joke again. Okay. That's strike three. Brian's out.
Okay. Maybe Brian won't be back next week. We'll see. That's about it for me. Stay tuned for the Inksteads. I'm going to leave you off now with the Transmitters off of the Killed by Canada compilation. This is a cover of White Heat's Nervous Breakdown. Quite a good cover, I might say. Just a reminder, the Transmitters are playing with the Clorox Girls, April 14th. That's about it.
Where?
What?
Where?
Where? Oh. Pat's Pub.
Hmm. Cool.
The Lamplighter? Pat's.
It's local. You'll be there.
Yeah. Indeed. I'm just going to shut up now. This is the Transmitters. Have a great week, guys. I'll be back in 7 days.
Peace.
Peace out.